Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we do not.
Thank you very much. And well, for the next question, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Are you 18 or older? Thank you.
Yes.
I know
and
it's
I said
still
yes,
a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November? Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will be voting.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 28.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is cracking down illegal drugs.
4.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Lowering rent.
6.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
6.
Thank you. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
5.
Funding for mental health services.
8.
And improving K-12 education.
7.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Janelle Bynum.
70.
Joe Biden.
50.
Lori Chavez de Remer.
70.
Thank you. Ron Wyden.
I don't know.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
40.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans.
20.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
50.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
60.
J.D. Vance.
I don't know.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
You left off Libertarian, and I would vote for Chase Oliver.
Thank you. Even though you say you are undecided or wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, which other candidate would you lean toward? Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I am not undecided. I will vote for Chase Oliver.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Remer, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Some chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapproved.
Thank you. And is that a strongly disapproved or somewhat disapproved of the job that Biden is doing as a president?
Slightly disapproved.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Would that be strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Remer and Janelle Bynum. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure the hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. In the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you already decided, please say so.
Janelle.
Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
Her beliefs.
Thank you. Just allow me. This the survey is loading. I do apologize.
That's okay.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in these elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
3.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools we can be proud of. As a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities.
4.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits onto workers. So, in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead.
5.
Thank you. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
5.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's options change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much it troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one is, Lori Chavez Remer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and have taxpayer foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends their time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C., while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Some.
Thank you. Lori Chavez Remer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew that she needed to do to win. Then got to Washington and towed the party line. Is this a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Some.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
And I'll buy them.
Thank you. We're just about to finish. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Third year of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really do appreciate your valuable time and valuable opinion.